Imagine yourself in a huge crowd, standing shoulder to shoulder with hundreds of people. Everyone wants to move at random, to right and left, constantly, and what's more, in pitch darkness. Could you move without bumping into anyone else? Of course not. These movements, quite impossible for us, are easy for fish, because they have been created with a sensory system known as the lateral line, which consists of points or dotted lines stretching along both sides of the body. Sensory cells are located in a canal beneath the skin. The fish immediately determines the slightest change in external pressure. Eddies in the water, the strength and direction of the current, all thanks to these lateral lines. It can therefore perceive the presence of an enemy or an obstacle before it sees it. It can locate prey or predators and find its way in the water currents. The lateral lines are particularly sensitive to low frequency vibrations nearby. So fish can instantly detect footsteps along the shore or a predator driving under the surface of the water and take appropriate evasive precautions. Nearby objects reflect the waves reaching them. In this way, the ripples that return after a wave strikes the shore reach the fish's body at very narrow intervals. Thanks to its lateral lines, the fish analyzes these time differentials and forms an image of its surroundings from the information thus obtained. To obtain more information, the fish can simply swim faster and give rise to more waves. The system functions so perfectly as to let fish perform a highly detailed scan. For example, in order to be able to see in the totally pitch dark water in which it lives, the Mexican blind cavefish is totally dependent on its lateral lines. Despite having no eyes, it can detect objects smaller than a pinhead. Fish swimming in large schools, particularly in muddy waters with low visibility, make use of their lateral lines in order to maneuver quickly without bumping into each other. These sensory organs have a very complex structure, and it's of course impossible for such a system to form by chance, gradually, over the course of eons. The system has to emerge all at once, if fish are to survive. This clearly supports the fossil record, revealing that fish did not come into being by evolving through gradual changes, as evolutionists claim, but when God created them, flawless and perfect.